How many of you have honestly thought, the algorithm hates me? There's somebody out to get me inside the Instagram app, and that's why people aren't seeing my post. Well, in today's episode, we're going to talk about how that's probably not true and how you can bust through that algorithm to get your post seen. Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Okay, so how many of you have actually thought the following? The algorithm hates me. No one is seeing my posts. Raise your hand. I know you're out there. I get it. It's a lot easier to blame the algorithm than looking at ourselves and determining if we could do better. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if we could just post and get tons of likes and comments? But there's more to it than just posting and sitting back hoping the algorithm works in our favor. So what is the algorithm anyway? What does it even mean? The word is thrown around a lot, but what does it actually mean? I actually imagine some little cartoon-type monster inside the Instagram app who's laughing and deciding who he wants to reward by showing that person's post to many people and who he wants to be mean to and not show their post at all. I guess that's a little dramatic, but you can kind of see it, right? But instead of imagining the algorithm as a cartoon monster who hates us, let's talk about what it really is. According to Google, social media algorithms are a way of sorting posts in a user's feed based on relevancy instead of publish time. Social networks prioritize which content a user sees in their feed first, based on a variety of factors, including engagement and interaction with other users. So basically, every time we use Instagram, the algorithm goes through available content since we last used the app and decides which posts should go to the top and in what order, what posts to feature in stories, live videos, reels, and IGTV videos, what content to show in the Explore tab. And all of these things are based on each of us individually and how we personally use the app. It actually treats us as the individuals we are because no two people's content is the same. The algorithm works based on a user's behavior. It basically tells us what we want to see in our feeds based on what we have looked at or engaged with in the past. The algorithm is actually trying to help us by showing us what it thinks we are most interested in. So maybe it's a nice cartoon monster and not a mean one. So how does the algorithm determine what content we would most likely be interested in? Remember earlier when I said it bases it on behavior and each of us individually? So instead of blindly blaming the algorithm, we do need to look at our own behavior on social media because that is what is driving the algorithm. The first behavior the algorithm looks at is interest. In other words, what you have shown interest in by liking instead of just showing you people you follow. Have you ever noticed that when you like a bunch of cooking type posts, more cooking type posts show up in your feed? That's the algorithm thinking you are super interested in cooking and showing you content based on that interest. This is why being active and liking, commenting, and engaging yourself is so important. If you just blindlessly scroll, the algorithm won't know what you are interested in and can't show you relevant content. The next behavior the algorithm looks at is the relationship. that little cartoon monster actually wants to show you posts from your friends, family, and accounts that you have a relationship with. So it will assume if you've interacted with an account, then you must have a relationship with that account, which is why it is so important to interact and build relationships with your clients, potential clients, and other teens on Instagram. You want to show the algorithm that you have a relationship with your ideal client so they will see your content. So how do we show the algorithm we have a relationship with our potential clients? Number one, do you actually follow each other? I've said this before, but you may be surprised by how many of your followers that you haven't actually followed back. When you finish listening to this podcast or stop the podcast, pull up your Instagram following and see how many of them you actually follow. Go to that list and make sure that you are, in fact, following them back. Do you like and comment each other's posts? That's the second thing you can do, is don't wait for a potential client to comment on your post, but instead go out and comment on theirs. Show the algorithm who you have a relationship with. Number three, do you send DMs to clients or potential clients, or are you answering their DMs to you? Starting a conversation in the DMs is showing a relationship. And if you want more info on how to DM seniors without being creepy, I just did a podcast episode on this very topic. You can listen to it at www.seniorology.com/episode-47. Number four, are you answering polls or questions on their stories? And are you replying back when they answer polls and questions on your stories? If so, that is showing the algorithm that you have a relationship with these people. Number five, who are you searching for and who is searching for you? You can search for accounts that your ideal client may be a part of or may follow, such as their school's spirit account or their school's yearbook account. By searching for this and then following it, liking and commenting, your ideal clients will see you. Also, make sure your name field on your bio is searchable words that a senior might look for when searching for a photographer. Because if they search for you, that establishes a relationship for the algorithm. The third behavior the algorithm looks for is, when are you posting? Timeliness counts because Instagram does not want to show someone a post from 2 months ago. The algorithm is going to show the latest, most up-to-date content first, so it cares about when you post. So you have to post often in order to get the algorithm monster working for you and not against you. You cannot post and ghost. I repeat, you cannot post and ghost. If you posted back in May and you have not posted again in weeks, the algorithm will most likely not share your post with those you want to see it. You can see what time is best to post for you specifically because it is different for everyone by looking at your insights. You can also use a planning tool such as Plan or Planoly, who will make suggestions for your best time to post. And lastly, you can simply test it out. We can't be afraid to just try it and see what happens. Post at a few different times and watch and see what happens. The fourth criteria that the algorithm considers is, how often are you on the app and how often are you posting? Obviously, Instagram wants us using their app, so they will most likely reward those that use it often. So this criteria actually works with us when we are posting. Because if you're posting every so often, then your content isn't necessarily the newest content. So you must post often so that your content is always fresh and new and will be shown to your ideal client instead of someone else's content. The fifth criteria is, how many accounts are you or your ideal client following? Now, I am no mathematician, but it is pretty simple. The more accounts you are following, the chances are you probably won't see all of the posts from every account. So instead of blindly following people, go in and clean up those that you don't really have a relationship with. Chances are your teens are doing the same. So make sure you are someone they still want to follow by engaging and forming a relationship with them. The sixth criteria is how much time is spent with your content. If you see someone's post, click to read the full caption. Scroll through their carousel of images on that post. Like the post. Comment on the post. Go to that person's bio. Click on their story and watch the complete story. Then you are spending more time with that particular person's content and on Instagram, which tells the algorithm that you are liking this person's content. So what does that mean for our ideal clients, aka seniors? It means we want them spending time with our content to show the algorithm that our content is something they are interested in. So how do we do that? Create content that is valuable to them. Create carousels that they will want to scroll through. Create reels that they want to watch. Create Insta stories that they can engage with and keep watching all the way through instead of skipping ahead to the next person's story and more. This is why it's so important to create a full story so that people want to get to the end and not just see the beginning slide. So as you can see, the algorithm is not a tiny little cartoon monster out to get us, but rather a sweet little monster who wants to show our content to those who are interested. So we are partly to blame for someone not seeing our post. I know, tough love. Nobody really wants to hear that it's our fault, but we can be doing certain things to ensure that our content is shown to our ideal clients by our own behavior. So instead of blindlessly scrolling through Instagram, wishing people would like and comment on your post, go do it yourself. Show the algorithm who you want to see your content by engaging and forming relationships with those people through the Instagram app. Okay, so let's recap. And if you have kind of been half listening, now is the time to really listen. The algorithm does not hate you. I'm going to say that again for the people in the back. The algorithm does not hate you. Actually, you guys say it out loud with me. The algorithm does not hate me. It is not a monster who is out to get you, but instead a series of criteria that can work to your advantage if you are using it the right way. So how can you make sure the algorithm works for you and your senior photography business? I'm going to give you a list of homework. Number one, make sure you are following your ideal clients. Go check that following list and click that follow button by any names of your ideal clients that you are not following. And then go and follow more ideal clients. Number two, post often and consistently. Do not post and ghost. I know it's hard to keep up with all the things that we have to do for our senior photography business, but posting and ghosting does work against you. The algorithm will not like it, and it will not show your post to your ideal clients if you are doing that. So remember that the algorithm likes to show the latest, most up-to-date content, so make sure your content is up-to-date. Number three, engage and be social. Show the algorithm that you have relationships with your followers by being social with them and engaging with them. Like and comment and DM and do all the things that show the algorithm that you are social with your ideal clients. And last, use the different things that Instagram offers to keep your followers on your account longer. Create carousel posts. That's a big one right now that the algorithm loves. Create reels, also a new feature on Instagram that the algorithm loves to see you using. Insta stories. Don't forget to tell a complete story so people are clicking through and seeing the entire story and not just skipping ahead to the next one. Be sure to use interaction on those stories so the algorithm sees that someone is interacting with you. Make it easy for them. A poll is so easy to click yes or no. Remember that Instagram wants to reward users who are using the app by showing your content to others. For more help with what to post on Instagram, be sure to download my 75 social media prompts for senior photographers by going to www.seniorology.com/75-prompts. This free guide will help you with what to post so you always have fresh, engaging content for your followers, and you can keep posting consistently because you don't have to think of what content to post. I'm giving you an entire list. If you guys want to keep the conversation going about the algorithm, social media, or anything related to senior photography, be sure to join our free Facebook group, the Seniorology Community. And if you have any questions or if you like this episode, please share it. Like it and let me know. I want to hear from you. If you have any suggestions for future topics for the Seniorology podcast, email me at info@seniorology.com. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you next week for another episode. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology podcast.